Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a two-fold show again. I'm probably going to start doing that a little more often. But at our house, you know, the Westerns are very popular. You know, I like to talk about that on the air every once in a while because I like to get away from the politics. What is it about America that we love Westerns so much? We love the heroes. They'll fight for the good, ride for the brand, the good guys versus the bad guys. How their hearts are loyal. Whether you're reading, watching, or listening to the Westerns, they take us back to another time in our history here in the United States of America. And today's guest, he's not always a cowboy, but today we're going to talk about his role as a cowboy and in the Westerns at the Golden Age Theater. And today we have Martin Cove. He is best known for the role that he played. I've lost his bio here. I got it right in front of me. For the role that he played in Karate Kid. He was the evil karate sensei, if you remember, John Kreese. He's participated in some 100 films, including Rambo 2 with Sylvester Stallone. And he was in Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, the Gambler miniseries with Kenny Rogers. His favorite credits include Westerns such as Hard Ground with Burt Reynolds, which I had forgotten about, and the remake of Gentle Ben. Both are on the Hallmark channels. He is a former board member of the Met Theater and has directed and performed at the Golden Age Theater. He also starred in the Emmy-winning TV series, this will take you back, because I loved this show, Cagney and Lacey, and he was the detective there, Victor Eisbecki. For 6 years he did that. Most recently, Martin has finished film called Six Gun Savior with Eric Roberts and Tim Russ and filmed in I'm in Love with a Church Girl with Stephen Baldwin and Michael Madsen. We're going to invite and welcome Martin Cove to CSC Talk Radio today. Martin, I know that my kids are jealous right now because they loved hating you on Karate Kid. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Yeah, it's one of those roles where a lot of people love to hate you.
Well, that means you're good at it.
Well, it was such a great script and such an iconic bit of literature that you really couldn't do wrong, you know?
No, it was a great show. It really was a good movie. And my kids did love it. That kind of tells you the age that I'm at because they're all grown, but they remember the Karate Kid and they remember you very well. We're going to talk about these Westerns that you participate in and act in at the Golden Age Theater. I want to talk a little bit. They're the timeless stories of L. Ron Hubbard, the fiction stories of the West, and we have talked about them before here on CSC Talk Radio, and I know that you love doing those. You kind of prefer the Western roles, is that true?
Yeah, I mean, the Western is it's the American heritage of cinema, you know, it's basically, you know, the Western came out circa 1906 with probably a 6 or 7 minute Western called The Great Train Robbery.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, back in those days, I always felt that I was born way too late because I figure if I was born about 1910, I'd be, say, 20 years old in 1930, and I could have done all the Westerns and pirate movies that were produced in the 30s and 40s. You know?
You'd have been acting with Errol Flynn with the pirate movies, the swashbuckling.
Absolutely, yeah. And all those, you know, I mean, from 1920 to 1967, one of every three movies coming out of Hollywood was a Western. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why it's tough to produce now because it's kind of an overexposed genre unless you really you know, unless you're really depicting something that's quite unusual and it's got some interesting twists.
Well, the latest Western that I remember, now there's been some others, but the one that is kind of my favorite, and I'm going to, it's not an L. Ron Hubbard story, but it was Quigley Down Under, and it was where the, you know, he went to Australia, and of course he still had the cowboy ethic, and he stood for what was right and what was good, and I think that's what we like about the Westerns. The cowboy's usually the underdog. He's usually the less thought of, but yet he's the one that rises up to be the hero.
Yeah, you know, and nowadays, you know, a lot of stuff is so very gray.
Oh, yes.
And so the white hat versus the black hat doesn't often work in films nowadays, because I think kids are so sophisticated that they really need to see something that's, you know, far more, I guess, Red River and Searchers and all that doesn't work anymore, you know, and it should, because they're classics. But for today's, you know, tastes, it requires something a little darker and a little grayer, and it's unfortunate that way, because these are all great films. I mean, my favorite movie is not even a Western, but my favorite Western is The Wild Bunch, but my favorite film is Casablanca.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yes.
You know, and yet, you know, Humphrey Bogart, you know, terrific hero, and you know, he was, I mean, he and John Garfield were ahead of their time, because they were kind of dark in their own respect, and then ultimately still wore the white hat by the end of the movie, you know. But Westerns, in a sense, are just, to me, the most exciting things to work in, because I like period pieces, number one. I really enjoy, you know, getting into, when I did Hercules, going to Auckland and putting on capes and Roman chest pieces and leggings. It's just the best, you know, and Westerns are the best, because you've kind of grown up on them, and they're the most fun, and everybody's always having a good time and glad they're doing one, because we don't do too many. There aren't that many produced, you know?
Not these days, there isn't. You know, even going into the heroes of today, you know, we've got the Captain America movies and all that. You know, Captain America, he resembles the cowboy ethics, because that's what we think of. And unfortunately, you said it's awfully gray these days. But we think of the American hero being like Captain America, who he embraces that same cowboy ethic that we look back when we talk about the Westerns and the cowboys and these stories from L. Ron Hubbard. Now, my mother-in-law is, she's losing her eyesight, but she loves, loves, loves to read. And so I loaned her the audio books that I have here with the Westerns, and she just thoroughly enjoyed them. So I want to pass that along to my listeners so that they know that they can, too, get those Western series. You can get one or two or get the whole shebang and really enjoy them. But it really, that takes you back even to another time, and when it was all about radio, where you listen to the stories on the radio with the made-up sounds, and nowadays we've got a little higher technology so that the sounds are more real and all the actors that come together to do these book series. But you actually perform in the Golden Theater, and I think that's probably what you really love to do. But we're...
I remember doing them at the beginning, and it was interesting. An actress named Lee Purcell brought me in to author services to do some of these, when she knew I loved Westerns. And, you know, we'd stand at the mic and we'd do it, and sometimes, you know, change your voice or whatever, and do them in the theater in front of a couple of hundred people. And it was very exciting.
It is.
And there's one came up called the Gila Monster, and it was...
We're going to talk about that when we come back. Hang on to that thought, because we're going into a commercial break, unfortunately. We have to do those. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. First half of the show, we're going to visit with Martin Cove, and we're talking about Westerns. You want to tell us a little bit about why you like Westerns? Give us a holler at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Martin and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Martin Cove, and we're talking about the L. Ron Hubbard stories, and particularly today we're visiting about the Westerns. The Toughest Ranger, Branded Outlaw, Death Waits at Sundown, Devil's Manhunt, and Under the Die Hard Brand. Those are some of the topics, some of the titles to some of these stories. And Martin Cove, who's a... He's a famous actor, and I get to interview him. I'm pretty proud of that. And I told him my kids were probably jealous because they remembered how they loved him as the bad guy on Karate Kid. But he is one of the actors there in the Golden Age Theater, and they perform these fictitious stories. And, you know, the good thing about these stories, Martin, is they do have a moral. You do see the good and the bad. There is no gray. You can understand what the good and the bad is in these stories when we talk about our Westerns.
Well, they're written so beautifully. I mean, they're far superior to, you know, L. Ron Hubbard in the 30s and 40s. He made a living writing the comic books, and they really were written very well. The protagonist is true and rich, and the supporting characters are fascinating and very colorful. And they're written so well. So it's kind of easy to do as an actor, because any material that's written well, you enjoy, you know, and it's easy to perform as an actor. But what's great about these is that, and what's great about the author service is, if anybody can ever get a chance to come there and watch and see
There's, for instance, one of the plays I did, the Reign of the Gila Monster.
Okay.
The Reign of the Gila Monster was about this character, you know, Howdy Johnson, who comes into his town. And I played that character, but I also directed the show. And he comes into a town, and it's taken over by a very colorful character, sort of like a Paul Bunyan character, but a bad Paul Bunyan, a huge character who taxes everybody for buying liquor and guns and whatever. And
government guy.
Yeah,
I know. You're on a political talk show. You had to know that was coming.
Right. Oh, I knew we'd find a space for it sooner or later.
Go ahead. But, I'm sorry.
That's all right. But you know, and I had a friend of mine play that role, actually, a very, very political fellow. Rupert Hitzik was his name, and very political guy. You can't talk politics with him without screaming, yelling, and crying, you know.
Well, I try not to bring that out, but it's everywhere I go, somebody, even if I try not to bring it up, somebody does. So it's just the way it is.
Well, this play, I mean, the interesting thing about why I like doing shows there is because I've exhausted doing all the Westerns there, you know, and there's a great book that L. Ron Hubbard wrote called Buckskin Brigade.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A very, very thick book, and it's kind of hard to do as a play. I'd like to do it like as a three-night production because it's just a terrific story. But the Reign of the Gila Monster, you know, the organization was so, you know, John Goodwin, everybody there was so, I think, you know, they were so generous that they would let me bring in soundtracks of Silverado, soundtracks of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, soundtracks of all these great Westerns. And no one had ever done that before. And I would bring in these soundtracks and would really edit them into the show during the breaks, during the action sequences. I remember we took a show up to, took a show that took place in 1926 in, I think it was Costa Rica. And or El Salvador, and it was a great historical story that L. Ron Hubbard wrote. And we took it to Portland, and we did it there, and we used the soundtrack of The Wild Bunch, you know, in certain places.
Yeah.
And it was terrific. And it gets very creative, and, you know, you can really do a lot of fun things, do commercials, old-time commercials we'll do sometimes in between the show breaks. And it's just a great, great canvas for an actor to play on, you know, and certainly to direct, because you get a chance to really have some fun. And they're written so much better than the comic books of, you know, of the Marvel comic books and all. These are intelligently written with, you know, people saying intelligent things. And it isn't about, you know, it isn't about Donald Duck or about the, you know, Iron Man, you know, it's not. It's about the Old West, and it's about some of the trials and tribulations of the people who lived then. And it's great. People should try to get more of them. And I have a whole set, and I listen to it quite frequently.
You know,
Reign of the Gila Monster is a fun one, though.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that one out. I'm going to have to see what that one's all about. You got my interest piqued. I think part of what we do love about the Westerns is we see ourselves in that. We can somehow, even though we've never lived in that era, we can somehow see ourselves in one of the characters in these Westerns, and whether it's the L. Ron Hubbard Westerns or others, but The L. Ron Hubbard Westerns, I didn't even know he wrote Westerns. I knew he was a fiction writer, but until John gave me a call and Carmen, I didn't even know that he did the Western series. And Westerns are something that my listeners love because I am aired out in the West, and my listeners, a lot of them are farmers and ranchers, and so the Western, they live it. They live that life. And, of course, it's not quite what it was back in that day and time. But I think, you know, when we talk about the heroes and the cowboy and what he had to do. I mean, he was a loner. Normally he was a loner, but he would ride through town and save the day. When we started out this morning, you were talking about that. You know, we don't see the Westerns anymore. They're not newly done as far as going, you know, going to the movie theater and seeing them. I don't know why, because I think people still do enjoy them. And I remember, and I'm certain that you will, because you mentioned some of them in the soundtracks that you said you used. And the old spaghetti westerns, you know, I bought my husband a whole bunch of those one year for Christmas, and we still not got through them. It was a really cheap several things in one, and it's like, okay, they're all the same. But the spaghetti westerns, you know, they were done because they were could be done cheaply. And, you know, here comes Clint Eastwood. Here comes some of these other westerns that came out of that spaghetti western era time of our lives. And back to that day and time when, you know, you saw the heroes. And
last night I was watching, you know, oddly enough, we're talking about this, I was watching Josie Wales.
Oh, yes,
and,
yes.
You know, and it's the Eastwood movie in 1976, and terrific.
Great
really
movie,
well done,
great movie.
Know? It was the first Western he directed, you know.
Okay.
And it was really a terrific, terrific movie. But, you know, one of the problems we have is that, you know, it's expensive to make a Western because it's not about they object to, you know, the studio system or whomever, unless you can get them made independently, that the fact that, you know, it's a slow-moving genre. In other words, it's not really, you know, spaceships and ray guns, and it's not, you know, Star Wars. And one of the problems is that it's true, but the characters are so rich. I mean, when you go back, you know, and I go to the Hole in the Wall every year where Butch Cassidy and his son used to hide out.
Oh, yeah.
And every year since 83, we've gone 4 days in chaps and dusters and vintage cowboy gear, and we ride for like 8 hours a day to the famed Hole in the Wall, which was where the Wild Bunch used to just escape to. And there's all kinds of, we do cowboy poetry up in Casey, Wyoming, where we ride. And we go, sometimes we even take trips to Monument Valley first. And it's just amazing. And one day I took my son, which is what I guess most people should really, really do, is try and expose their kids more to Westerns, to the good ones. And we stayed at Goulding's, where John Ford and John Wayne stayed when they made Stagecoach, and she wore a yellow ribbon and all. It's a motel. But now it's big. And they had a theater. And the very day we wrote on this, about 2 years ago, my son, I said, tonight we're going to screen, they're going to screen Stagecoach. And that's 1939.
Oh, wow.
I said to him,
how much
we've ridden. Oh, it's great. I said, you've ridden on the hallowed ground that they made this movie on. Because that afternoon he was riding in the same area that the Navajo guide took us to in Monument Valley. And he says, I don't want to go, Daddy. And I said, well, why? He says, well, it's a black and white movie. And I said, Jesse, some of the greatest movies ever made are black and white.
Oh, gracious.
And I took him to the theater that night. And, you know, they alternate all the different John Wayne movies every night there. She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, The Searchers, whatever. And he loved it. And it was really interesting that he rode his horse that afternoon on the same area that John Ford and John Wayne and you know, the entire cast,
awesome,
you know, made the Stagecoach back in 39.
Oh, Martin, I have to let you go. I'm just apologizing. We need to have you back because we need to talk about this, because I think it's just something that's, I'm intrigued. I'm just loving it altogether. Thank you so much, Martin. I hate that I have to let you go, but I've got some news I have to cover today. I appreciate it so much. Go to galaxypress.com. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back from this break. But galaxypress.com. Martin, thank you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's a twofold show. We were talking with Martin Cove, who is best known. He's played in so many things, but he's best known as the bad karate instructor in Karate Kid. But he's performs at the Golden Age Theater. And they do a lot of Westerns there. They do a lot of things there, but they do the stories, the fiction stories that L. Ron Hubbard wrote. And the Western series are a particular interest to me. But I got so involved talking to Martin. We're going to have him back because that was so much fun that I didn't give justice to Galaxy Press. You can visit their website, galaxypress.com. And check out the books there. Particularly today we're talking about those Western series. Like I said, that you can get the books or you can get the audio books if you don't have time to just sit and read or you're in the car a lot traveling. And if you ever get to California when they're having these theater, and you can make it to the theater, I think that would be so much fun to go and watch. Live theater is so much fun. I've only been able to do that a few times in my life, and I've only I haven't done any acting other than in church or something like that. But it's always so much fun to get on stage or to watch somebody else on stage, and it's I think you get more out of the story. It's a lot more entertaining. It's so real. You understand what's going on. But visit galaxypress.com and check out the books there. Or the audio series. They are also the ones that have the Battlefield Earth, if you're into the sci-fi. And there's lots of other things that L. Ron Hubbard has written. But today I'm talking about the heroes of the West. Speaking of heroes, there, you know the scandal, I don't know how else to put it, that has gone on in our VA clinics and hospitals. And there have been heroes that have spoken out and said no, and they call them whistleblowers, and put their own selves in jeopardy as far as their jobs to tell the truth. You know, they cowboyed up, and they're telling the truth. And I received this yesterday, and today's the last half of the show was the only time I had that I could to interview these people, and they weren't available at that time, and the rest of the week is pretty booked up. But Dr. Dale Klein, he's the Poplar Bluff in Missouri whistleblower, and I was hoping he would be available. But the veterans are gathering for support of the VA, the whistleblowers, on Friday. This Friday, May 12th, which is why I couldn't interview him Friday, because they're going to be busy. It's a group of American military veterans will be gathering in Poplar Bluff, Missouri at 10 a.m. this Friday, May 12th, to demonstrate support for Veterans Administration whistleblowers and the president's executive order to correct problems at the VA across the nation, according to the event organizers. Several whistleblowers in Arizona, Chicago, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and other locations have gone public about extensive problems with the VA system, resulting in many veterans not receiving adequate care or having that care delayed for so long that they lost their lives. We consider these whistleblowers to be the heroes and want to show our support for them, as many of them as we can. And some of them have been punished for what they have done, whether they've lost their jobs or been isolated. It's something that I've never seen this nation as horrible as I have seen it now, as far as division. Who in this nation cannot, with a full heart, support our VA, our veterans? Why would we ever put up with bad people in the clinics? I mean, maybe it's not from the top down, but it looks like it is when they're punishing the whistleblowers. Well, they didn't know what show he was going to be on, but Dr. Dale Klein, he's going to be on one of the Fox shows tonight. I don't know if it's Hannity, I don't know if it's Tucker, I don't know if it's The Five, I don't know if it's on the business side of it with Lou Dobbs, but he is going to be on one of those this evening. So you might try to watch and see what's going on there. But if you can, if you're in a place where you can go and show your support this Friday, I'll have to turn you loose and have you not listening to me for just that 1 hour. Do that. Or you can take your phone. You can still listen to me because there's apps on your phones, right? Go to Poplar Bluff. And if you want to find some information out about this, here's the number to call. This came from Mike. And I think he's traveling today. But Mike Slack, he's the one that's let me know. 417-264-2435. I told him when he said he couldn't get anybody lined up early this morning, because I didn't get his email till yesterday, that I would at least mention this on the air and try to get some of my listeners involved or get you there. So if you want more information, if you're in a place where you can show your support on Friday morning in Poplar Bluff, call Mike. and find out more information about it. 417-264-2435. Support heroes of today, our vets, and those fighting for our vets. We need to get things cleaned up. We need to clean up Dodge. I'm going to go with the Western. I'm probably going to do that all through the show. I'm sorry. Try your best to try and get there and support these people that have stepped up. They call them whistleblowers. I'm going to call them truth sayers because they are telling the truth about what's been going on. They are in the clinics and they have witnessed it. And they are being punished for that. So try to get to that if you possibly can. Another hero. This one's out of Cuba. Can you imagine? This Cuban man, he interrupted the May Day waving of the U.S. flag and missing, and now he's missing. They had a May Day parade in Cuba, and he took off running waving the American flag, and he was immediately brought down by the police and beaten, and now he's not to be found. It says the family of a Cuban man who was arrested on Monday for waving an American flag during the nation's communist May Day celebration says his whereabouts are unknown. They fear the government has taken him as a prisoner of conscience for his repeated public displays of rejection of dictator Raul Castro in the communist regime. A hero carrying the American flag in Cuba. Can you imagine? We've got people these days that are afraid to carry the American flag in America. How sorry are we getting to be? Immigration. Let's talk about that for just a little bit, because I have something here that I wanted to share with you that goes way, 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 way back to the 1952. And here it is. It's titled, and I'm sure it's not just about that, but because of what's going on today. Oh, we're going into a break. It's titled, Islam is Not Allowed in the USA. Well, this is having to do with a law, back in 1952, the McCarran-Walters Act. The McCarran-Walters Act. We're going to talk about that just a little bit when we come back. I have got to get our man back on, Michael. He's got to come back on with us, Mike Cutler. Because we need to talk about immigration and what's going on right now here in the United States of America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We still have a few heroes left. And we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I had Martin Cove on in the first half of the show. We were talking about the Western series of the Galaxy Press. They're L. Ron Hubbard books the Galaxy Press has republished, and their theater. If I ever get to California, I'm going to have to at least visit the theater if it's going on. I assume they have things going there all the time. But visit galaxypress.com. Visit galaxypress.com and check out the Western series. There are some of the other books. They have Battlefield Earth. You can also just go straight to battlefieldearth.com. If you'd rather look at the sci-fi. Now, they did a movie that, and that, no, not Galaxy Press, they didn't. Someone else took that BattlefieldEarth.com, did a movie out of it, and it didn't turn out so well because they didn't follow the book so well. But anyway, as we were going into the break, I was talking about immigration. And this is called the 1952 McCarran-Walters Act. Chapter 2. Section 212 is the prohibition of the entry to the U.S. if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or other unconstitutional means. Any immigration without assimilation is an invasion by enemy forces. And it pictures here the two senators, Senator Pat McCarran and Representative Francis Walter. They're the ones who wrote this act. It's the 1952 McCarran-Walters Act. It's the law. It's already a law. and it's revised and reaffirmed in 1965. It's still active and on the books. It is a federal law, whereas in Islam, Sharia law is not compatible with the U.S. law or the U.S. Constitution and calls for its destruction. Therefore, this person that's sending this out to let everybody know, therefore, it is banned from the entry of the U.S. You cannot have Sharia law and the U.S. Constitution together. They combat each other. They are the opposite. Sharia law is not about equality. Not at all. So I found this interesting. I didn't know it existed. And so I imagine you can go online, you can look it up, or go to your local library and look it up if you don't have the computer at your house, and look up the 1952 McCarran-Walters Act. Heroes of the day, trying to secure this nation from forces that would try to overthrow the United States of America. And it has long been said, we will not be overthrown by armies from without, but from within, and I would like to say from policies within. Because what we see going on right now is a devastation in this nation. It is a ripping and a tearing down of this nation. We talked about the VA and the scandal there. Well, in the state of California, they passed some kind of a tax or a law or whatever you want to call it. And it's big surprise being misused. The far left is constantly trying to figure out ways to get people to give more of their money over to the government. They typically justify tax increases by talking about the benefits the residents will receive. However, most liberals aren't honest about what the money is really going to be used for. I don't think we can always say liberals. I think we can say flat-out politicians. Once they get the additional money, money corrupt, and it's saying Democrats, I'm going to say politicians, use it to further their own political agenda. So there's a big scandal going on there. The voters supported this Prop 56, and they are outraged because Governor Brown, he's been misusing it, spending it other places. Going back to the immigration, looking at Governor Brown, and you can just probably Google this or whatever you use, whether you use Bing or another search engine. Back in the day, when our young men were coming back, let's go back and say when President Nixon ended the Vietnam War, those people that befriended the U.S. in Vietnam needed a place to go, the refugees. The same Governor Brown who now wants to make the entire state of California a sanctuary state refused, absolutely refused, the refugees coming in here from Vietnam. They were not terrorists. There was no risk of terrorism from them. But he refused. And so did some of the others that are now screaming, oh, we've got to let these refugees in. They refused to let the Vietnam refugees come to this nation. We had some come, but they were adamantly against it. And speaking of heroes, I want to go back and talk to you about C.J. Hadley. C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine. For 25 years, this woman has sacrificed to bring the truth of what's going on in real life, in the trenches, down on the farm, out on the range, where you are. For 25 years. Her May issue is the 100th issue of Range Magazine. Join me in a card shower for C.J. Hadley and Range Magazine, or donations. If you're going to send a donation, send it to Range Conservation Foundation, Post Office Box 1595, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. If you're sending just a card, and I don't mean that in just a card, because that's what I'll be doing. In fact, I've got two. Send it to Range Magazine, in care of C.J. Hadley, Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. That's Post Office Box 639. Donations are more than welcome and needed. So that would be Post Office Box 1595. And if you write a check, make it to Range Conservation Foundation. Journalism is not dead, Sean Hannity. You need to subscribe to Range Magazine. You know what? We ought to send him one. We ought to send one to him. Let's get that done. It's not dead. It's just dead in mainstream media. And even Fox. They miss what's really happening? How our government, the government guys, are taxing us, taking our land, and abusing liberty. You know what? Heroes. Because you are all heroes. It's going to take us to stand up together, be humble, stand together. You know what? Cowboy up. And let's bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.